how it went down. Now, time to sum it all up. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
He's going to dribble it before he hands it off to Wigginton. Wigginton right back to Thanasis, who takes flight with a big two-hand slam.
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
As the final horn sounds, we are done with the regular season here in 2022. On to the playoffs.
Now, here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia.
Yeah!
All right, 133-129, the final. The return of Chris Middleton spoiled here inside of Fiserv Forum, but he looked good and certainly showed no signs of rust. Giannis looked good in the second half, as he seemingly always has this season. But Anthony Davis looked really good for the Lakers, and you would not have guessed by what you saw tonight from these two teams that the Lakers were 8-12 coming into play tonight. This looked like a playoff team and like a much different version of the Los Angeles Lakers. As we said on the broadcast, you wonder how much of that had to do with, number one, this is a team that clearly loves their head coach. And if you have ever been around or had a chance to meet, talk with Darvin Ham, you see why the players buy into everything he says immediately and feel that way about Darvin Ham. But this was clearly a Lakers group that wanted to get that win for their head coach. But also, it's a Lakers team that is chasing the Bucks. It is no longer the Bucks chasing teams like the Lakers. It's the Lakers that are trying to climb up the ladder and get to the level of teams like the Bucks, the Celtics, the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference, more of a concern for the Lakers. That's where the Lakers are. So this was a playoff game for the Lakers. This was certainly a game that meant more for the Lakers than it did the Bucks tonight. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. And we mentioned this is no time to dwell, because the Bucks back on the road now tomorrow to take on the Hornets, and it's a month that will be full of road games. We talked about this quite a bit the other night. 11 of 15 games played in December are all on the road, and really when you count in what they had Wednesday night in New York, 12 of 16, I should say, played on the road for the Bucks from November 30th all the way until the end of December. So life on the road is what this team will get used to in this month. But it's much more doable now that you got Chris Middleton back in the fold. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. Your thoughts on the return of Chris Middleton, the tweak we saw to the starting lineup and what that meant for a guy like Javon Carter, and how this team fares on the road going forward. We'll get to all of that, the turning point of tonight's game, and our sub of the game after this on Bucks Talk. And LeBron, for that matter, and really Russell Westbrook. Their big three played incredible throughout the course of this game. Russell Westbrook in the first half was maybe the best player on the floor. Anthony Davis was very good with 21 points at halftime and another 23 in the second half. But it's worth mentioning again, the final 19 points the Lakers scored all came from either LeBron James or Anthony Davis. And you heard, if you listened to the network coverage in the post-game press conference from Bud, you heard the question asked to him by our pal Eric Name about the two-man game that the Lakers were running. We talked about it a little bit on the broadcast as well. It was right along the left elbow. They would get the ball in the hands of LeBron James. He would wait for Anthony Davis to come and set the screen. They'd set up the two-man game, and either LeBron James was getting switched off onto, at first, Brook Lopez. The Bucks would counter that by going smaller, and then LeBron James was really feasting on smaller players in the post, or he was able to just get a nice pocket pass into the hands of Anthony Davis under the basket. Bucks really struggled to find a way to counter that. They tried the big lineup, they tried the small lineup, but the Lakers were getting points every single time they ran that play in the second half, and that was just as big in any sequence we saw throughout the course of this game tonight as this Lakers team just found the offense and really dominated the Bucks in the final fourth quarter, for that matter. And, you know, this game also reminded you quite a bit of that game against the Bulls, where it was very close, back and forth throughout the course of the second half. Bucks would find themselves down. They'd continue to make plays and either slice into the lead or tie the game. But the Bulls just hit the bigger shots. You think about three big three-pointers the Bulls hit down the stretch in that game. They withstood the charge from the Bucks, and they came up with big shots. We saw the Lakers do the exact same thing tonight. Bucks would make this game close. 114-110 was the score. Bucks tied it at 114. LeBron James hit big shots. Anthony Davis hit two big threes as well. And it was the Lakers coming up with the biggest plays of the game, despite some big defensive plays from Giannis and Brooke Lopez. It's the Lakers hitting the biggest shots of the game, and they spoil the season debut of Chris Middleton. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us. But I mentioned the change to the starting lineup with Chris Middleton back. Now, prior to his return, on this show, we had talked about it and asked you what you thought. I was an advocate for, I want to keep Javon Carter in the starting lineup. I think it gives you some unique looks and makes this team a much more defensive team when you have Javon Carter and Drew Holiday able to switch off back and forth and take on those assignments in the backcourt. It makes you a defensive-minded team, and it gives Grayson Allen and Bobby Portis the opportunity to really juice the bench with some scoring. Tonight we saw the opposite, and you wonder if this is the look we're going to see. You're inclined to think it is, because Coach Mike Budenholzer doesn't like to change. He likes to find what works and stick with it. Grayson Allen stayed in the starting lineup. Javon Carter came off the bench, and he was that pesky defender. Now, the interesting thing that does is once you get a quarter into the game, it is interesting to be an opposing player and have the game already have started, get up and down the floor for a quarter's worth or more, and now you have to deal with Javon Carter, who's picking you up the full length of the floor. But the Bucks bench just didn't really seem to have that zip tonight. Not laying that on the feet of Javon Carter. Bobby Portis finally started hitting some shots, and it looks like he's starting to turn the corner offensively. You know, we mentioned 23 points from the bench, and all of those points came from just Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton. So the other thing we heard, doesn't sound as though you're going to see Chris Middleton tomorrow in Charlotte. Can't say that's a real surprise. We've seen how cautious this team likes to play it with guys returning from injuries and long layoffs. So you wonder what we're going to see overall tomorrow in Charlotte, because not only is it a back-to-back, it's less than 24 hours. It is tomorrow afternoon, a 5 o'clock tip. They are boarding the plane as we speak to head out to Charlotte and to get set to take on the Hornets tomorrow. So what type of Bucks team will we see in that matchup tomorrow in Charlotte? Again, 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight. The return of Chris Middleton, we got a chance to see that. 17 points from Chris in this one in 27 minutes of work. And again, it did not look rusty at all. Before the game, Coach Budenholzer said he was most concerned with how Chris would look defensively in terms of his communication, his connectivity to the defense. Was he out of the loop? Was he out of position on some plays? Couple of sequences early in the game where you saw Giannis specifically pointed out to Chris where he wanted him on the defensive possession. But Chris Middleton looked to be in midseason form, and it comes at the perfect time because 39% usage rate tonight, coming into play tonight, I should say, for Giannis. Not only a career high, that is the highest usage rate in the league, and that is simply way too high. You cannot have Giannis as the guy that's closing out the possession that many times. Near 40% usage rate is just too much on a team that does have Chris, that does have Drew. You've seen what Brooke Lopez has given you offensively. Grayson Allen has stepped up his playmaking as well. A lot of that is because of necessity. When you think back to the 20 games without Chris, 15 without Pat, you still don't have Joe Ingles and how that's going to change your offense. Grayson Allen's been in and out of the lineup as well. Giannis has had to take a lot on these first 21 games of the season, but now this team is starting to trend into the healthy direction. You hope for that usage rate number to dip, and we've already seen the efficiency for Giannis start to climb. And again, 40 points tonight, 40.7 rebounds and 5 assists as he loses the duel with Anthony Davis, who finished with 44. But tonight was about Chris Middleton, who made his season debut and, again, looked very, very good despite the loss for the Bucks. When we return, where this thing all went wrong for the Bucks. The turning point of the game is next on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
.133-129 final here. Big game from Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook. The much maligned Russell Westbrook with a near triple-double. He had a near triple-double. LeBron had a near triple-double. And a 40-10 from Anthony Davis. And yet, this game went down to the final few possessions. Three good looks for the Bucks that did not drop. It started with a couple from Pat Connaughton. Really four in the fourth quarter. But especially down the stretch, three really good looks. A good look from Pat Connaughton that didn't drop. And about a minute or so later, Grayson Allen with as good a look you can get for a shot that would have tied the game, but it doesn't go down. Nearly steals it on the ensuing pass, and the Bucks still have a chance after two missed free throws by Russell Westbrook. Jrue Holiday gets a good look that doesn't drop, and it's the Lakers that survive here, taking down the Bucks in the season debut of Chris Middleton. Again, the number to join us is 855-616-1620. Head back to the phone lines here and to talk with Patty from Oak Creek. You're up on the show.
Hey, John, man. I can't believe I'm still up. You know, I'm usually old. I'm in bed. Listen, I'm a season ticket holder. You don't want to upset the apple cart. So my thought process is, okay, Chris is back. I get it. I think you should start with the starting lineup that we've been going with all season long, and then ease Middleton in. And I'm telling you guys, if that would happen, we would not be in the position that we are right now. We got to set the course, okay? And I think putting Middleton in as starting lineup was not a good choice on Bud's part right there. Seriously.
Well, I'm not going to say it wasn't a good choice. I was a little surprised he was in this, because we've traditionally seen this year, whenever guys are out and guys coming back, you know, Pat Connaughton's not a starter, but Pat Connaughton didn't come back until the second quarter in his debut. Didn't see the floor until the second quarter, I should say. Jrue Holiday, when he came back from that ankle injury, he came off the bench and did not start the game. So I wondered if Chris Middleton was going to start tonight, or if you just kind of, as a way to kind of massage his minutes, bring him off the bench. You can then kind of handle how many minutes he plays in the first half a little better and save whatever the minutes restriction was for mostly the second half. But Chris was practicing with the ones, with the starters, so the writing was kind of on the wall. I don't have a problem with him starting. I think more of the conversation is, and I'm not saying what they did was the wrong call. I think it's interesting to take a look at Grayson Allen versus Javon Carter and what each of those guys gives you and how it changes your lineup and your bench depending on who's in the starting lineup or who's coming off the bench. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. But we mentioned big stretch here for the Lakers in this fourth quarter, big games from LeBron, from Russell Westbrook, and from Anthony Davis. But the moments where this all turned around did come in the fourth quarter.
The moment it all turned around, for better or worse, this is the turning point of the game.
Well, in that big game for Anthony Davis was a stretch, and LeBron for that matter, was a stretch where that duo just simply took over. And we mentioned the two-man game that they were running quite effectively. The Bucks had no answers for it in the second half. The final 19 points the Lakers scored came from either LeBron James or Anthony Davis. It wasn't all entirely off of that two-man game. LeBron James had a sequence of big three-pointers that he hit, but that was seemingly an indefensible play. And the final few minutes here, 114-110, Lakers lead. Bucks would tie it at 114 eventually. From that point forward, Anthony Davis and LeBron James outscoring the Bucks 19-15, and that's the reason why they won. That is the turning point in tonight's game. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. And one of the more interesting parts of doing the show here from inside of the arena, the same broadcast position we have throughout the course of the game, is seeing the arena, number one, get torn down. And this arena prepared for Marquette and Wisconsin tomorrow. But seeing everything else that unfolds here. So we saw Giannis with his family out here on the floor shooting free throws. And speaking of free throws, we didn't even get to the 10-second call on Giannis tonight. That is something you're going to have to keep an eye on with this extensive amount of road games here in the month of December. But saw Giannis with his family out here. And we just saw George Hill. Indiana, IUPUI is in town tomorrow to take on Milwaukee. And George Hill, of course, played for IUPUI in college, drafted by the Pacers, by the Spurs, finds his way to the Pacers, and now with the Bucks. George Hill out here moments ago meeting with the entire basketball team, the men's team from IUPUI. They presented him with a framed jersey of his, and George Hill moments ago had to literally sprint off the floor because the Bucks are in Charlotte for a 5 o'clock game tomorrow. They're boarding their plane and leaving to head to Charlotte. George Hill meeting with the students, with the athletes from IUPUI, and now sprinting off the floor to get back in the locker room, change, and get to the bus to fly out to Charlotte tomorrow. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. So a big close to this game from Anthony Davis and LeBron James. But you got Chris Middleton back, the talking points for the Bucks, the return of Chris Middleton, who did not show any signs of rust. But on the negative, something we're going to have to watch for the rest of December with a lot of home games here. You wondered if you would have seen it a couple of nights ago. We finally saw it tonight, a 10-second call on Giannis at the free throw line. Before we take a break, let's head back to the phone lines, talk with Mike in Shorewood. You're up next on the show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much.
Talking about this game tonight. Yeah, first of all, it's a fantastic game, even though it didn't go the Bucks' way. As much as I hate the Lakers, got to give them credit. Anthony Davis probably played his best game. Probably the Lakers played their best game of the season, I would say. And yep. You know Darvin Ham wanted to come back in his return as a head coach and win this game. And credit to them. They made all the plays down the stretch, and they're not a very good team, but hey, they played up to the Bucks standards. I honestly thought, all right, they're going to hang around for three quarters like they do in most games the last 2 years and just disappear in the fourth quarter. But Anthony Davis, LeBron were just dominant, lights out there. And even in Middleton's return, that really Anthony Davis really just took over this game. And you were talking about there, Giannis. I think they'll get it together. Still have the second best record in the East here. So overall, it's just that losing to a team like the Lakers, you shouldn't have. They're a subpar team, even though they do got two elite talented players. But overall, they're still not very good. But you got to. They made the plays down the stretch. I think the Bucks here will clean it up here. And you mentioned Giannis. I think he'll finally get it together. I mean, a lot of guys right now. Even you look at a guy like Luka, who's an MVP candidate, and he's awful. I think he's shooting less than 50% from free throw line the last couple of weeks. So it just gets in your head there. But they made a couple plays down the stretch. Even with all that being said, the Bucks still had multiple chances there with less than 20 seconds with the Grayson look, and then when Westbrook missed the two free throws. Drew Holiday got a good look, so it wasn't their night. I still think they're still get it together and get it rolling. They're still, if not the best team in the league, they're 1A right there with Boston. And with Middleton back, I think he completely changes the complex of the team as he works himself back in the lineup. But we'll see how it goes. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, a lot to get to there from your talking points, Mike. But I agree that I thought as we got into the fourth quarter, the Bucks started to hit those shots, and it was a sequence of a couple of big threes. Bobby Portis hit one. Pat Connaughton, the three-pointer that he hit that bounced around the rim and then finally dropped, this place nearly exploded. There was four or five plays in the fourth quarter alone where it felt like the roof was going to blow off the building, and this was as loud as I've heard this building outside of the playoffs. That Pat Connaughton three, Brook Lopez blocking Anthony Davis at the rim, and the loudest I have heard this building other than Game 6 of the NBA Finals in 2021 was Giannis getting back down the floor and getting that chase down block on LeBron. You could see the play develop once Giannis got to half court. The Bucks just started making those plays early in the fourth quarter, and it really did seem like it's a Lakers team that played great tonight. They are not a good team. And the biggest reason for that is because LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, they were all good tonight, as we said. Show me the next player that made an impact in this game. And what offsets that is you got 87 points from that trio tonight. So if you're going to get that much production, you can offset not having a bench. But the rest of this team, it's not just the bench, the rest of this team is not very good. And Russell Westbrook hasn't been that guy all season long. Anthony Davis has very consistently been that guy, maybe not 44 points and 10 rebounds, but for most of this season, Anthony Davis has looked much closer to the guy we saw in the bubble than he's looked like the guy we saw a year ago. He's been good. LeBron has kind of embraced that he's no longer the guy. This is basically Anthony Davis's team now, and LeBron is maybe the best B player in this league. I'm not going to use Batman and Robin, but LeBron is the next number, the best number two in this league. But outside of that, there's just nothing here that scares you. And that was one of the things we talked about throughout the course of the first half, is this Bucks defense has really made a concerted effort to change how they defend the perimeter. They've been closing out and contesting much harder on those threes. And there was a couple of sequences in the first half where we saw hard closeouts, and it just opened up the lane for the Lakers. They scored 70 points in the paint tonight. You don't need to close out on Patrick Beverley, on Russell Westbrook, on Troy Brown. You don't need to close out as much as you did on Lonnie Walker. There's really nobody here that you're going to be all that scared of shooting other than LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And I think the Bucks kind of slowly started to drift towards what they did defensively a year ago, and that's how you have to play against a team like the Lakers. But early in that first half, the Lakers just built up a double-digit lead because the Bucks were being a little too aggressive with their closeouts, and it cost the Bucks points in the paint. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Chris Middleton returned tonight. That shifted Javon Carter to the bench. Was he the most impactful sub? We'll reveal the sub of the game after this on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
Back inside of Fiserv Forum, of Justin Garcia. The Bucks lose the season debut of Chris Middleton. Big game from Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and a big return to Milwaukee for Darvin Ham as well, as the Lakers beat the Bucks tonight, 133-129. We've gotten used to really one starting lineup this season with no Chris. Mentioned Grayson Allen was in and out of the lineup. Drew Holiday missed some time as well. But as this team got healthy, you got used to one starting lineup. That changed tonight with Chris Middleton back and in the starting lineup. It pushed Javon Carter from the starting five to the bench. And it was a bench that tonight didn't really find its footing. 23 points from the second unit. All 23 came from two specific players. One of those two is tonight's sub of the game.
The bench mob was hungry, and someone ate. Who was it? Tonight's sub of the game is...
Tonight's sub of the game is Bobby Portis, his 13th double-double of the season with 15 points, 10 rebounds, 7-13 from the floor. Only hit 1-3. It was a big three-pointer in the second half, 1-4. But slowly but surely, Bobby Portis's shooting really starting to turn around. And you know, we talked about the usage rate of Giannis being at an all-time high, not only for Giannis, but leading the league this year as well. And you just needed more guys, or need more guys, to shoulder some of that load for Giannis. Whether it was Brook Lopez, who turned in some big offensive games early. Drew Holiday was good offensively tonight. We probably have not talked about that enough. 28 points from Brook Lopez, or from Drew Holiday. 11-20 from the floor, and he hit six threes tonight. really good with the basketball tonight as well. 9 assists from Holiday. So the Bucks have started to get more and more of these performances. And just 2 turnovers, by the way, from Drew. More performances of guys stepping up, but you need it more consistently, and you really need it from guys like Bobby Portis. How much the crowd feeds off of him to come in as instant offense off the bench and get this building going. You hadn't seen some of those vintage Bobby Portis moments, at least at the same volume we have in years past. Tonight we start to see a lot more of those. Making those hustle plays, hitting that big 3-pointer, and just overall making an impact in this game. His 13th double-double of the season. That is third most in the NBA and most on this team. 15 points, 10 boards, and 2 assists. The sub of the game is Bobby Portis. 855-616-1620 is the number to get in touch with us tonight on Bucks Talk. Head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow afternoon. 5 o'clock tip-off. Early basketball. Get used to it. 6:30 on Wednesday night against the Knicks. 5 o'clock tomorrow against the Hornets. 6 o'clock against the Magic on Monday. So a lot of early games here for the Bucks in this month of December. But the theme of December is travel for this Bucks team. Every single game is a travel day for this Bucks team. We'll explain what we mean after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk.
Anthony Davis with a big game tonight inside of Fiserv Forum, spoiling the debut of Chris Middleton as Darvin Ham gets a win against the man who is really his mentor in coaching. And the place where Darvin told us before the game is basically a second home to him. So he said, I'm a Midwest guy, so I will always have roots in places like Milwaukee. His son is in the video room on the Bucks staff. His other son is playing for the Milwaukee Panthers. And Darvin Ham and Coach Budenholzer have been attached at the hip for basically 2 decades now. He talked about his time here in Milwaukee as a player and his time as an assistant coach winning an NBA championship. A special place for Darvin Ham and a special game for him to come back here and pick up a win. 133-129, or his Lakers team pick up a win, I should say. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Let's head back to the phone lines and talk with Bob in Oak Creek. You're up on the show.
Hey there. First off, I just want to commend you. Your shows are, your post-game, pre-game shows are really, really good, real good. Secondly, I mentioned to the screener that it struck me like, in the olden days when the Bucks were not very good, you know, the article of the schedule would come out and they always would highlight when the Laker game was because that was our playoff game when we were not very good and the Lakers were really good. Well, tonight it struck me that I think for the Lakers, they approached this as their playoff game beating the Bucks. It was striking to me how the roles were kind of reversed to me. That's the way I looked at it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree, Bob, and it's actually something Dave and I were talking about off the air as well. This game clearly meant more for the Lakers, and the Bucks are at that space now where they won a title 2 years ago. They are clearly one of the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference, certainly probably one of the 3 best teams in all of basketball. That teams like the Lakers, I mean, basically anybody that's in the middle or lower of their respective conference, when they come into your building or when you go to theirs, it is a playoff game for them, and it certainly felt like that. I think, you know, as we said moments ago, Darvin Ham coming back here and the history he has with the Bucks and with Bud, that played into it as well. As you could see, the coaching that Darvin Ham was giving his players on the sidelines, yeah, you could really see how much this team loves playing for Darvin Ham. And, you know, Coach Budenholzer said before the game, Darvin talked about this as well, that he really feels like they've fully bought in. They, being the Lakers, have bought in to these principles and everything that Darvin is trying to get across the last couple of weeks here. And I think that was pretty apparent when you watched the game and when you saw their interactions with him. So between that and between where the Lakers are in the standings and, you know, as good as Anthony Davis and LeBron looked and Russell Westbrook, between what the Lakers project to be for the remainder of the season, maybe they'll get into the play-in tournament. But I don't think wins like this are what is going to piggyback the Lakers into becoming one of the 6 best teams in the Western Conference. So between that and between Darvin Ham's homecoming, this was a team that was clearly juiced to play this game tonight, and it showed.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I did not see the game yet. I got it on DVR at home. I've been out and about. But what was striking was the way the game started, the way the Lakers came out hot. I'm like, well, if the Bucks can just weather the storm and get a little bit of a lead maybe before halftime, they'll disintegrate. Well, that never happened. So that's why I thought about that analogy of, boy, I think the roles are now reversed and the Lakers came in. This was their playoff game. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, certainly appeared that way, Bob. Thanks for the call. 855-616-1620. The number to join us. Still got time for a couple of more calls before we sign off tonight. But Lakers were more juiced for this game for those reasons. And again, I keep harkening back to that Bulls game because in many ways this reminded me of the game against the Bulls the night before Thanksgiving. It was a very, very lively crowd that night as well. A lot more Bulls fans than Lakers fans in this building tonight, but we still saw our fair share of Lakers fans here. But the Bulls just made the biggest plays down the stretch. The Bulls hit big shots behind Vooch. Alex Caruso hit a big shot. Kobe White hit a couple of big shots. The Bucks would hang tough. You would look at the scoreboard and think, when are the Bucks just going to go on this charge and take the lead? And it never happened because every time they'd slice it down to a one-possession game or tie the game, the Bulls countered with big shots. The Lakers did the same thing tonight. To Bob's point, you wondered, okay, when is the regression going to happen? The Lakers were shooting better than 50% in the first quarter. They shot 75% in the second quarter to get up to 65% shooting at halftime. And you knew that's not going to last. This is not a good offensive team. When is the regression going to come, and when will the Bucks go on their run? The Bucks' run didn't come until much later in the second half, but the Lakers weathered that storm. And as Coach Budenholzer was quick to point out in his postgame, credit to the Lakers because they played great tonight. And this did feel like a playoff game for the Lakers. And between that and the Lakers making big plays, that's the reason why they came here and won and spoiled the season debut of Chris Middleton. We will preview tomorrow in Charlotte and wrap up the show after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk.
Wrapping things up here on Bucks Talk as the Lakers beat the Bucks inside of Fiserv Forum. Just one of five home games in this month of December. And we mentioned every day is a travel day or game is a travel game for the Bucks because tonight you came back home from New York. You travel tonight to Charlotte to take on the Hornets. From there, you travel to Orlando to take on the Magic. From there, and that's Monday, from there, you travel back to Milwaukee for a game against the Sacramento Kings on Wednesday. From there, you travel to Dallas to take on the Mavericks for a game next Friday. From there, you're traveling to Houston to take on the Rockets on Sunday. You travel back to Milwaukee for the Warriors. Then you're on the road in Memphis. Then you're back home against the Jazz. Then you're on the road in New Orleans, and that's the start of five straight on the road. New Orleans, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Boston on Christmas Day, and then finally back to the Midwest in Chicago on the 28th. And you close out the month here at Fiserv Forum December 30th against the Timberwolves. So it is a lot of travel in this month of December for the Bucks, but you got one big piece back in Chris Middleton, and now you're basically just waiting on the newest member of the Bucks, Joe Ingles. It could be January. It could be February. You keep hearing rumblings of, man, would Joe Ingles be ready around Christmas Day? Who knows? But having Chris Middleton is back for a plethora of reasons. His offense you got tonight, it improves the defense. It improves the team's offense overall, especially in the half court. And it takes a big, big load off the shoulders of Giannis. Tomorrow in Charlotte, 5 o'clock tip. And as always, we invite you to join us for Bucks Talk immediately after the game. My thanks to Justin Pottinger and Chris Larson for producing the show. Talk to you again tomorrow night on Bucks Talk.